Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my goodness, what a week this has been. God has truly been blessing us. Women who are hearing the heartbeat, the pulse, and the assignment of 2015. Let me share with you our sponsors that make this possible for Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. Moby Flyer is a custom design that lives on your home and does on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's mobiflyers.mobi, mobiflyers.mobi. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so you can focus on your goals. With more than 30 years of professional experience working in Fortune 100 companies, they have the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set that will support your efforts. That's D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, found at dhbonner.net. Our sponsor, Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, which will be hosted in Metropolitan Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd, 2015. Please visit diamondwomensconference.com, diamondwomensconference.com. Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman, our theme song. You may find that song on Amazon, CD Baby, and numerous media outlets. This weekend, Sunday, January 11th, is National Women of Power Day of Enrollment and Registration. Listen for more information.
I'm Dr. B.J. Relliford, founder and visionary of Women of Power. We're preparing for our 17th annual Women's Weekend with the theme, Matters of the Heart. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. On Sunday, January 11th, Women of Power will host a day of registration and enrollment with special discounts just for you. Visit our website at women-of-power.org, women-of-power.org. January 11th, 2015. I'll see you there.
We are so excited, and excited is basically the word I can think of, because Apostle Dr. Sanithia Bankston will also be joining us March for our 17th Annual Women's Weekend, and we have her here with us today as one of the women who is hearing the heartbeat, the pulse, and the assignment for 2015. Apostle Dr. Sanithia Bankston, an end-time servant of the Lord, is one whom God has anointed and chosen for such a time as this to unequivocally declare, uncompromising, the word of truth with holy authority and divine power. She is a God-inspired visionary and overseer of Blood, Fire, and Brimstone Revival Ministries, a ministry of deliverance, healing, restoration, revival, teaching, and end-time spiritual warfare for those who have been bound, rejected, abused, and abandoned spiritually. Apostle Bankston is also the committed, listen to this, the committed facilitator of the God-inspired, powerful, and explosive conference prayer call, the Midnight Conference Prayer Line. God has used her to preach extensively for and counsel his people every Monday night for the past years, every Monday night. Dr. Bankston also appeared as guest and special co-host multiple times on the Gospel Cut Show with host Pastor Daisy McGrew, and which I co-hosted at WATC TV 57 in Atlanta. Her motto in life is, no matter what you face in life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, just simply do the godly right thing, because in the end, only the right thing will matter to God. Please welcome with me Apostle Dr. Sunithia Banks. And good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and God bless you, Dr. VJ.
God bless you. Well, I'm so excited.
Amen. I'm excited to be joining you guys on this morning as well. Amen. We are in an epic time of our existence in this season, and I'm just glad about what God is doing. And even in the midst of being glad about it, I'm yet sitting and waiting for God to explode even the more in 2015.
My God, my God. Apostle, we're going to go right into it, because I know listeners are wanting to hear what God has placed in your heart. What do you believe, why do you believe we are seeing such a strong apostolic mantle hovering over the earth's walls at this time?
I believe we're seeing that because as God was dealing with me, as I was pressing into the presence of God at the end of 2014, as we entered into 2015, God began to give me this phrase. He said, in 2015, it shall be the year of my glory, and it shall be with strategic and epic manifestation. And I believe that we're seeing this strong apostolic mantle hovering, because this is the hour that in the glory of God that he's releasing the sent ones, not the went ones, but the sent ones, and that we are to go forth and to appear with an authentic gospel message, not a hype word, but an authentic gospel message with demonstration of power, godly influence, where the anointings upon our life have been validated to challenge people, nations, and situations to change. God is commanding change, Dr. BJ, in 2015. And so with this apostolic anointing and mantle that's hovering, such as it did with the early apostles, where they changed nations and city, we're going to carry anointing now to build the body for the kingdom of God, not the church, but the kingdom of God upon that firm and sure foundation. And we're challenging mindsets. Anybody that's flowing in under this apostolic mandate in mantle is now coming up against old mindset, destructive religious patterns. We are now called forth like never before to speak the truth of God, no matter if it's in our own house. And we are raising up and building and imparting wisdom into the people of God for 2015.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When you talk about the glory of those carrying the scent, seeing the glory by those that are carrying the scent word, and not the wind. Mm-hmm. Will you explain that a little bit, Apostle?
Apostles, that word apostles in itself means sent one. So I believe in this season, and I, matter of fact, I know there are many who will transition or has transformed themselves to appear to be the apostles that God is calling for the last day. But God is going to be using the demonstration of his power is going to be operating through those who have been sent. And we're going to have a specific, a strategic, a divine word. We don't have a corporate manipulated word, but we have a specifically, strategically divine word that is yet lifting up the name of Jesus. And within that word, churches are going to have wisdom. Regions are going to begin to have wisdom. They're going to begin to know how to counteract with revelation knowledge like never before. There's going to be set leadership in apostolic leaders now, not coerced, not pulled together out of who they know, but it's going to be a leadership mark on them. And this mantle that is hovering has already equipped those sent ones to be able to equip others for battle. And it's not going to be a physical battle, but it's going to be the battle that we must now wage in the spiritual realm that will cause miracle signs and wonders to follow us, reformation to come to the land. And then there's a grace now. Those that are sent with this sent word, we have a grace upon us for what we're getting ready to do in this season.
My God, my God. When you said that you'll be able to see it, one of the things God has given us is that the glory of our salvation, the fact that we are walking as saved men and women of God, there will be a glory that will be a part of, and it shall be seen. It shall be seen. What is the difference? What do you see as the difference of just seeing it and feeling it. I really want to go there this morning.
Well, let me start here, because we got to first understand, for those that have studied or are now in the process of studying the Word of God, we have to understand that because this is the year of God's glory, we have to go back and look in the Word of God, and we'll remember that there were seven different manifestations of God's
mm-hmm.
glory that brought it down to us as men. And it started back in, I believe it was Exodus chapter 3, when the glory came down to the mountain where Moses was there with the burning bush, which the Bible lets us know that was the first recorded manifestation of God's glory. Then we can move on to Exodus 24, I believe it is, where the glory fell on the priest, and then it went to
mm-hmm.
the tabernacle. The fourth manifestation was when the glory was on the people of God, when in Numbers chapter 11, when he called Moses up and the elders, and he put the glory of God on them, and then the glory showed up in the temple in Second Chronicles when the priest didn't go in right and they died and they had to come out. Then it showed up in the persons of Yeshua. Believe it, in Psalm 24, when David asked the question, he said, "Who is this King of glory?" So in the midst of that, and the final thing was when he put it on us, according to Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost. So there are a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
based on the word that God began to give me to preach on Watch Night, he said, if you leave 2014 and you enter in without me, you enter in at your own risk. So there are a lot of people who are playing with the glory. But my God, they're playing with the glory. They don't have it in them or upon them, but they have learned how to rest around the glory. So in this season, with this apostolic mantle that is hovering over the land, the apostolic people got to have it in them, because he has to be in you, because what happens now is that we are getting ready to see the seven levels of glory manifested in 2015. And it has to first be in you and not just upon you for it to be authenticated and validated from glory.
My God, my God. As we're, I'm trying to move on. I'm right there. What is stirring in your womb for the land? Because I heard you say something earlier. We're not just talking about the church. We're talking about kingdom manifestation.
Yes.
What is stirring in your womb for the land?
I'm going to go back with the word that God gave me on Watch Night to preach. He said if we did not exit 2014 and enter with him in 2015, that we entered in at our own risk. And in the midst of that, God said, code red. So the thing that's been in my spirit, and I know a lot of people are ministering about the miracles of God, the blessings of God, and I'm not diminishing that, but we got to also remember that when we start talking about the blessings and monetary things of God, that is the lowest form of prosperity, because he first told us to prosper in our body and in our spirit, because if your spirit has matured and your body has matured in the things of God, you are now mature enough to handle money and those things that God will release to the body of Christ. But we are in a cold red situation in 2015, and by that I mean, because as it is in the medical field, there's a staff that has already been prepared. There's some apostolic folk, some apostolic leaders that have already been prepared, that when the body goes into cardiac arrest, there's some folks that when the alarm sounds, we can come to see about the situation. It's a cold red in 2015. I don't care how much prosperity we walk in 2015, that we got to be on staff for the cold red emergencies that are getting ready to come up in the midst of the body. Because what the people of God got to realize is that the enemy is not going to allow you just to tiptoe right on over into what God has already prepared for you. But you got to now carry that demonstration of that power and be on staff and be ready at the drop of the hat to move in the things of God. Apostolic leaders, apostolic people, apostolic flowing people now got to be in a position that I got to receive what God has already promised me back from 2000 and 2010. But now I also got to continue to work while it's day, because I carry in me the ministry of help because of the indwelling presence of the Spirit and the glory of God in this season.
My God.
And so God has equipped the people, Dr. BJ. He's equipped the people who ain't gonna lose their focus. That's the second word, past cold word, we got to stay focused in 2015. We cannot lean to the left or to the right. We cannot look at all of the things that are happening in the world. We cannot get dismayed by that, but we got to stay in a position to know that if God be with us, that he's for us, and that nothing can come up against us that God ain't already equipped us to handle. And then on the flip side, if I'm not called to help, if I'm not called to deliver and rescue, that if I find myself in a situation, all I got to do is holler code red. God has already got angels to release on my behalf.
My God, my God.
We're in a powerful dispensation of God.
How do we place people in position to know it's okay to call for code red? We got some arrogance in the kingdom, Apostle.
We have arrogance. But see, those are the people that are not going to be operating in the glory. They might have the residue of a past glory, but they will not be walking in the authentication of the pure glory of God. This is the year of God's glory. And he said, I won't share my glory with nobody. So he has to be in you, and you have to be submitted, committed, but more than that, you got to be yielded. People who are surrendered in 2015 ain't going to be used in the glory. You have got to be yielded, because in order for the glory to manifest itself in the seven levels of its existence, you got to be yielded. You got to have no arrogance in you. You can't have no residue of no attitude unless it's the confidence that comes because of the glory. You can't be looking for a billboard in this season, people lifting up their name and still will not carry the name of God. If you're going to be a glory carrier in this season, you're going to be submitted and you're going to be yielded to the presence of God. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And what comes out of you is going to be evident whether or not you're submitted and walking under this level of glory that's being released now, or whether you're trying to operate in an old glory. It's going to be obvious, and it's going to tell on you quickly.
As we are hearing what the Lord is releasing unto us through Apostle Bankston, I'm going to ask her, what does she see? What do you see happening with the new, what seems to be the new church or the new standard in the kingdom?
When I hear you say that, the first thing that manifests in my spirit is this, is that it really not is a new standard. It's the old standard that is now getting ready to abide, to rule in the house of God, the standard that has been left by God. Because in this apostolic covering that you asked me about, it sets up the firm and sure foundation of God. He said in the beginning in the word of God that he established everything based on the words of the apostle and the prophets. So what God is doing in this season is perfecting a reverse word. Everything was already perfected in Christ. When we left the foundation, when we left the altar, when we start going after stuff that didn't have anything to do with the manifestation and the blessings of God and giving him the glory. So there are people that have been preserved and reserved. There have been some folks who have repented, and God said, I'm bringing you back. We're now finna go stand on the sure foundation and elevate it, because the kingdom has to come down to rest on this firm and sure foundation. So what appears to be new is just is not new to those of us who know God, but those of us who have been waiting for the firm and the sure things of God to manifest. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you see it? The new thing is old to those of us that have been patient and obedient and submitted and yielded in God.
My God, my God. I believe that the Lord is releasing this morning, as we have throughout this week, we've been hearing from apostles and elders and teachers, those that have been sharing what God is doing, the heartbeat, the pulse. That means the very inner of what God is saying to this region. And as we are closing this week, Pastor Bankston, since we are aired internationally, I believe that God has given you a word which is mandated for this kingdom region. And I'm asking if you would release a word into our atmosphere. We talked about decreeing and declaring the difference this week. It's been a week of his power.
Mm-hmm.
But release a word for the international kingdom region that God has placed in your womb, placed in your spirit, as he has placed you in this dispensation as a gift to us.
Amen. I believe that internationally and worldwide, that because I want the people of God to understand and to be able to see all sides of God in this season. We must not be one-sided in our discernment. We must not be one-sided in our obedience, but we must experience the totality of God, because in this hour, that this is the year of God's glory, we enter into the decreed year. The thing I heard you say, that the decreed year, the year of the 75, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
The decree year where we reach the double of God. So to whom much is given, much more is yet required. But even for those of us that are in this dispensation, we now got to move through the rankings of the glory. And by that I mean, because when you get saved, this is the year of great salvation. This is the year that many, in spite of all the things that we're going to see, the things that we're experiencing on the negative, the demonic side, that there are yet a harvest that we got to go get. And so I want to encourage the people that in the midst of this, God is going to transition us through those levels where he dwells in us, where he empowers us, he sharpens the gift, he gives us the joy. This year internationally, no matter what disturbances are going on, even though hell is contracting, even though hell has gone into labor at the beginning of 2015 like never before, I don't care how many demonic entities have been released, and they have been released, the people of God have got to get in the womb of the Spirit internationally and even in the States. And we got to return back to a foundation of prayer like never before. People of God, don't let anybody fool you and think that prayer is non-existent. Don't let anybody fool you to think that you just can pray a little bit and move. You got to return to the foundation and the altars of prayer, because it's going to be this battle, these things that we're going to win for the glory of God in this hour, going to be fought in prayer. Internationally, we need to begin to come together, because the last level of glory that God is going to reveal in 2015 is the unity of glory. Don't you understand? It's time for people to come together and be on one accord like it was in the day of Pentecost. We don't have time to battle about issues and situations, but it's time for us to come together. And whoever God wants to raise up out of the midst of us to be the spokesman that will declare it, we got to come together and embrace that. This is not the season for separation and division, but this is the season for the body to be unified in the glory of God. And God is getting ready to pour out, even with the weather patterns, Dr. BJ. I'm warning the people of God that we're going to have tremendous weather this year in various parts of the country and the nation, but we don't need to be moved by that, because as it was, when God released a word of peace, even the wind and the waves had to be still. We got to get into the position. I heard you ask me, how do we know the position, people? God himself has position us through the shifting and the transitioning by the Spirit. We are apostolic people of influence. We have influence over the weather. We have influence over the financial market. Just let God put you where he needs you to be internationally and in the States, and we're going to see a move of God. And we got to return back to holiness with prayer in the name of Jesus.
My God, my God. I believe a corporate release. I believe a corporate release. God was just placed in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And it was declared and decreed with authority. God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is in my spirit real quickly. If we would just take Psalms 23. God mentioned to me about the code red that I shared with you all. But if we would just rest in Psalms 23, for the rest of this month, if we can emphatically, as apostolic people, realize and prophetic people that the Lord is our shepherd, it will kill every distraction that is trying to come up against the mind, the heart, and the spirit of man in this season. We have got to rest there so that we can see the glory manifested. And the glory will not appear, people of God, if there was not any opposition to it coming. There had to be some opposition to cause this glory, this level of glory that is getting ready to manifest, to manifest.
My God. Received in the name of Jesus. Received
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Probably have about 3 minutes. We have someone in the chat room that asking for prayer for direction. Someone in our chat room is asking for prayer for direction, if you would please.
Amen. Father God, we thank you and we honor you this morning, oh God. We thank you for the individual in the chat room today, oh God, and you have heard her request, oh God, their request. And we thank you now, Father God, that because you are a great counselor and you are our guide today, oh God, as I have mentioned Psalms 23, I pray on today, Father God, as I hear you, that as they read this today, oh God, and as they abide in the word, you will not only be their shepherd, but you will be their guide, that you will lead them into instructions and directions, oh God, and that you will give them the unique and strategic answers that they need in this very moment and this very hour. I pray strength in this individual right now, oh God, and I ask in the atmosphere that all of the distractions be moved right now. I speak to the atmosphere, oh God, and I command the atmosphere to be at peace so that this man and woman of God can hear what you have to speak to them in this season. I thank you for peace in their heart now, God, that they will not err in their hearing, you, oh God. And that they will be anxious for nothing, but they will rest and know to be still and know that you're their God. And we thank you, oh God, that before this weekend is over, they'll have the directions that you have given them and that it is already well. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
And it is so. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Apostle, this morning for releasing into our spirit what God has given you. We call it, we know that it is so.
Yes.
We stand with you and undergird your life as you have been sent to us as a gift. And we honor that mantle upon your life. We thank you for being a part of this great weekend for the conclusion of the beginning. I call it the conclusion of the beginning because there will be some changes. There must be,
changes. Yes.
From what has been poured into us all week by the men, by the women of God that have come forth so unselfishly and have given of themselves. We started on Tuesday with Apostle Norma Gray. On Wednesday, we went with Apostle Pastor Daisy McGrew. On yesterday, Thursday, we had Elder Desiree Harris Bonner. And today, we concluded what is the beginning with Apostle Dr. Tanika Bankston. Listeners, you have been enriched by the generals in the kingdom of what God has given. They are gifts to us, and we honor what they are doing and how they are doing it, because they're doing it as unto the Lord. Apostle Bankston, God bless you. We pray abundance over your life. We thank you. We thank you. Walking in Power Block Talk Radio audience, again, be sure to tune in next week as we will be having many, many more powerful interviews with powerful people. We also appreciate our sponsors, Honda Mobile Flyers, Fab Virtual Tours, and Space Conference. So whatever you do, whatever you go, always walk in power. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Rutherford.